Oh, g'day. Welcome back.
It's episode number 7. It's a bloody good chat with me, good mate Trout. Talk a bit about hunting and a bit about ultra marathon running and how Trout got into running and how he got into hunting and how his insane running helps with his hunting. Although, to be fair, prior to him starting running, he was an animal on the hill with a pack. Anyway, we've for some time referred to him as horse or donkey. He is a bit of an animal. But some good yarns. Great bit of a yarn you might have seen on the old Instagram reels. Trout talking about running a marathon in Somalia and getting paced by a dude on a moped with an AK-47. That's an interesting yarn. Talk about hunting northern and where we grew up and a bit of hunting down in the south and chasing Japs in the central. And we were supposed to talk about fishing and spear fishing and whatnot too, but it just kind of didn't happen. So if you like it and you enjoy this yarn with Trout, let us know. And we'll have to get the bastard back on and have some yarns about some spearfishing and some more hunting yarns and a bit of fishing up north. Hashtag out wide with Trout. But enjoy it and get into it. Have a listen. If you do like it, give us a review on Spotify and on iTunes or wherever else you're into listening to this. I'm told that reviews and follows and likes are great for the mathematicals, and we'll make sure other people get to see these great yarns or not great yarns. That's up to you to decide, really. I'm currently sitting on the side of the hill, tucked up under a big macro carpet tree out of the wind and the rain. It's that kind of weather. I don't think many deer are going to be walking around this evening. But hey, get out there, get amongst it. It's good for the body. It's good for the soul. And have a listen. Enjoy this and make sure you get out and enjoy nature this week, this weekend, this whenever. Thank you. Here we go. David Goggins has a poster of Trout on his wall. Once on a holiday to Sri Lanka, he entered a marathon last minute and won. He's number 4 on the USA no-fly list. He's my good mate and pack horse for the Nanny Slayers. My guest tonight is Sam Rout. Like Trout, but without the T. How you getting on, mate? You alright? What are you doing?
Sorry, mate. A little bit of complications.
You are...
It's not easy to get a phone to sit still, eh? Not easy to get a phone to sit still, sorry.
To get what?
A phone. A phone to sit still? It's sliding all over the table, so yeah, that's all right.
I know what you mean. I'm running, I've got it leaning out to pack a box, and I've got a red dot. Like a scope sitting in front of it, holding it up. Yeah. So, I know your struggles.
Yeah, it'll take me a bit to get used to. But
We're underway. All right, sorry, you're all good, mate. So, how are you getting on, mate? You're all right?
Yeah, good. Been busy, good. Mate. Yeah, taking over. Yeah. So, yeah, as always.
Bloody good on you. So, for those listening who don't know, Trout is an avid hunter, fisherman and long distance runner. First up, mate, a few questions for you. What's your go-to running shoe?
These days I started with the Asics, but now I run in Topos, actually. So
a what?
A Topo.
Topo. It's,
fairly new in the brand,
wise,
but I've got pretty small feet and wide toe box. They've got a massive big toe box, so they kind of fit my feet pretty well and they seem to do the trick. So
sweet.
Yeah, have a dig in those these days. So yeah,
they're the go-to.
Sweet. They're the go-to for sure for me anyway personally, so.
Yeah, so when you're wearing your topos, how fast can you run 10k's?
What's your 10k time? I run a PB not that long ago, actually, just after my first 100K Ultra. Yep. I ran 33:15, I think. Yeah.
Jesus.
What
pace is that at?
Might be a 3:19 pace. Yeah. Or it might be 33:40 or something like that. Yeah, 33:40 or 45. So, yeah.
Shit.
Pretty much just sub 34. So, yep. Yeah.
Bro, that is hauling ass.
Yeah, yeah. It's a click, isn't it? So.
It's a click, all right. I can't even, like, fathom moving at those sorts of speeds. Like, it just doesn't. Yeah.
Well, there's guys way above that, though, eh? Like, yeah.
Oh, did you see that guy just recently who just broke the record for the 100K? And he ran it like a 3-something. 3:39 average.
That is insane. Like, that's next level. Yeah.
That's I don't elite, think I've though, ever.
Eh? That's
yeah, but I can't even run 2K at 3:39.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah. That's a game changer.
Oh, yeah. It is a game changer. Yeah. One day, though. Hey, one day.
One day. Third question there for you. If you could only go on one more hunt for the rest of your life, where would it be? What hunt would it be? Where would you go? Obviously, this is the last time you ever get to go hunting. It's all expenses paid. You're good to go. Where are you going?
Probably the one place would be the West Coast, because I love the West Coast so much.
Yeah.
I love sitting in a tent, MIA, for a week. You know, just want to, nah. Yeah, the West
just
Coast.
Sitting in the rain.
Sitting in the rain, getting wet.
Yeah.
Miserable. The West Coast is the place I definitely live for. Shooting a massive bull tar, that would be the definitely the list for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool, because like a lot of people would think like big overseas hunts.
Nah, I'm not about overseas. I reckon New Zealand.
But you just froth on that nasty West Coast stuff.
Oh, it's so cool. If I could live there, I would definitely. Yeah. It would be place I would definitely go for sure.
It's definitely an awesome experience. I mean, our last trip down there, when was that, a month ago now?
Yeah.
It wasn't a whole week of just epic West Coast hunting, but I suppose at the same time it was very very typical West Coast the weather turned to shit and plans had to change.
Yeah, definitely. That's what happens when you're on the West Coast, eh? So
yeah, especially when you're booking this trip out. Like, what are we, 5 months in advance or whatever it is when you're like making your initial plan?
The bell so, blocks, eh?
And one last question for you, mate. Should you tell your missus you're going for a 30K run while she's moving into your new house, or do you just go?
Yeah, well, you should definitely. It's a must.
Tell
the wife you're going on a run and a long run.
The day that you
move into the house, that is definitely one thing I'd advise everyone to do. Tell your partner
for sure. sort of with that, like, how did you get into this, like, running in this long, like, essentially what you do is pretty much all longer distance stuff and leaning more into the ultras these days. How did you get into that? Is that like, I just want to get fit for hunting, so I'm going to go on long runs? Or
it kind of just started something for fun, really. Like, I'd go for a run and then it would turn into like carry on, oh, this is sweet, oh, let's go here, let's turn left, oh, let's turn right. And it was it just escalated. Yeah, there was no, it was never like, oh, I want to run an ultra, or like, yeah, it just kind of one of those things. It escalated, and then the ultras, couple of the ultras started, and yeah.
What have you done for ultras now?
I've done a 50 in Taupo last year, my first one. And then I did Tarawera in February
this year.
And
that was the 100.
The 100.
How was the 50, the first one? So that, like, when you went to do the Taupo 50, how long did you run prior to that? Like, what was your longest run?
I think we did some marathons. We did a couple of marathons and leading up to a long run training. Yeah. I think one weekend I did like a back-to-back marathon just for fun with the crew, you know? So it was always.
So you've done some longer run. Yeah. So when you went to do the 50, you were pretty well prepared for it.
The fittest I've ever been at that time, and then finished the 50 and I won it.
Hold on. So your first ultra that you've ever done, and it's Taupo, which my understanding is not the easiest of ultras, and you just ran out and just won it like nothing.
Won it pretty convincingly for sure.
Oh, you're a special man.
I was 10 minutes clear of the field, so it was
holy shit. And what time did you like, what, how long did that take?
I ran a 3:49, I think 3:48, 3:49. My goal was like under 4 hours. So I run the first half
That's a mean time, because what, for a to run under 3 hours for a marathon's like, that's like a good benchmark time in it. That's like your haul and ass. So if you're doing under four for another,
well, it's another 8K,
8Ks,
and trail, and
trail running, trail, not trail just running, on not the tarmac. Okay, so that's that's mean.
It is a very good time. For my first ultra, it was a very great time.
That got you hooked to.
I'd done the 50, and I'm like, well, I'm halfway to 100. Let's just carry on. I spent a massive big training block spending all that time doing it. I'm like, well, I ran a 50, let's double it and run 100. So,
and that is proper mad. Like, running 100. I've almost did it, done 97.
That's mad.
Not the training. That was a whole different thing. And anyone who's seen me in my budgie smugglers, I'm not designed for speed. So to go out there and run 100, and my understanding you did that quite convincingly too. Talk us through running the Tarawera. When was that? February.
So it was the first 100. The goal was sub 9 hours. So, which 9 hours is pretty, you know, it's still pretty moving on by far, probably, well, the biggest ultra run in New Zealand, isn't it? By far the biggest. So, and on the biggest stage, we had quite a few overseas pros turn up. So it was,
it's a big event.
Big run. It's a big event of the country. So I wanted to do well. I had pretty high expectations of myself to like finish pretty well. Was in the top 10, which was, I was going for the top 10, which was pretty epic. I finished eighth.
Eighth.
And I think I was third Kiwi. Fourth Kiwi over the line. So there was some great Kiwi runners running a mix with the American.
Did you know anyone that you were like racing that with? Like, is there?
Daniel Jones, one of the probably the best New Zealand runners there
Oh,
is. So he was racing. So there were two Western States golden tickets up for grabs. I would have
So,
loved
what? Hold on.
to.
I know what Western States is, but explain Western States for the listener, for the viewer, because it's a bit of a big deal, isn't
It is a big deal. It's
it?
one of the biggest races in the world, probably these
Yeah.
days.
It's the Western States 100, isn't it? So it's 100 miles.
100 miles,
100
so
miles, and
106, 160K, if
it's
convenient.
all on
100
trails,
miles.
isn't it?
Oh, full on trails, through the canyons, Grand Canyons, so you're pretty much one of those places you get like four seasons in your 100 mile race, really. So you get the snow, and then next second you're going for a canyon where it can be like 100 degrees. So
Yeah, it's crazy,
yeah,
eh?
there was oh
So
so crazy.
with
So there were
that,
two tickets
to
up for
so
grabs to the
how do
Perth.
you win one of those golden tickets? Obviously, you're
Well,
not going down to the chocolate factory with Charlie and
no,
buying a ticket.
you're definitely not. There's a lot of Ks, a lot of mileage under the feet. So the top two guys get to go. Well, it's actually it's up to the top five, but it's whoever in the top two decide to if they want the Western State tickets or not.
Oh,
The
okay.
first
So
guy,
if the first guy doesn't take it, number two
the
and
next
three
guy,
can go.
until number five. So
Okay.
that
Oh
makes
shit.
sense.
So you're right up, if you're coming in there at 8, you're right up there with, getting a ticket to the Western States is not too far out of
It
reach, really, is it?
wasn't, no, it definitely wasn't. It was, like compared to where I finished to first place, was a whole lot in front, but still, it's one of those things. It wasn't too far away, but
So what, you'll be going back next year for a bit of do a bit
yeah, I
extra?
was
Or are you
talking
gonna
to
do the
one of the
miler?
boys. I was talking to the one of the boys that did the miler. Shout out to Jared, from Bloodline. He did the miler, and I might be. Let's see how it goes, but I might tick myself into the miler.
Bro, that's next level. Like, I was messed up when I tried to do my 113, I think it was. Like, I was in a wreck. And to even think about adding another 60 Ks on top of that, like, holy shit.
I'm in the same boat though, eh? I ran 100K, so to think of another 60 beyond that is it is a big deal. But I
Yeah,
don't know.
but
We were
I don't
talking
know.
about a
I look
couple.
at you and I just go, I know he'll just do it. And he'll probably come in the top 10 or something anyway.
Oh, for sure. That'll be the
I know you will. I know that will be the goal. And that's not unrealistic either.
No, it wouldn't be.
So run us through doing the Tarawera 100. Like, how long are you training for something like that? Like
Depends how.
dedicated, I mean, you've been running for years, but how, what are you doing? Like, what's your dedicated training for that?
Hundred 20+ K weeks plus. Like I think I had a couple of weeks where I went to Aussie for holiday, was over Christmas, and I planned like a couple long runs with one of the guys over there that did the miler, and I think we did like a 60 high 60K run one day, and then just don't know, my big weeks were like 160,
Jesus.
160K weeks. And then
So
I
you
did
just
one I did one 1 week at 190 Ks, And then all the rest were like 140s to 160s. Yeah. So pretty high mileage
Yeah.
for
So you're just
400K.
really just putting time in the shoes, just really
Time
just
on the
beating the
feet.
feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long runs, get your long runs in like midweek or on a Sunday, which you normally run with Partia Harriers on in the Glenbervie Forest. And we just, just
Just
go do
putting
your
K's
long
in.
runs. Yeah,
Yeah.
pretty
And
much.
then so on the day you get there for this event and obviously everything's quite organized. Like are they've got aid stations
Oh,
everywhere, so there's food and
there
water
was
provided.
the course. Oh, sorry, my phone is pretty low.
On, move yourself so you're in the center of the screen, mate.
Admin, is that better?
Yeah, you'll be
Gotcha.
right.
Righty. But yeah, you're gonna have to start again. Sorry, Bruce. What was that one? That question?
What like on the day when you get to this event, like how's it set up as far as like the core is all the trails clearly marked, or are you just
Yeah.
finding your own way on these trails? Like is
Nah,
it all
the
taped
trail's all
off?
clearly marked. There's people telling you where to go. You pretty much, yeah, it's real easy. There was, I think this year there was 13 aid stations or even more. It was like
Yep.
a one and it was like it was a point to point. So it was like plus a couple, well, plus a loop in there. So we kind of, yeah, the course got changed a little bit, and they did really well. Like it was a week before
That's
the
right. There
storm
was the
hit,
big
and
storm and everything. They had a
big
last minute
storm.
change, didn't they?
So they did really well to make a course up, and which was pretty amazing that they can be flexible and change a course like that so quickly. So
Yeah.
shout out to those guys as well, I guess. But yeah, there was plenty of food. I was pretty like strict in what I had, gels and Tailwind, and had my partner and crew pretty much drive to the aid stations and pull in sipper bottles and whip them out. Yeah, it was pretty chaos at the aid stations. But you had a
Yep.
shoe change as well, actually. Ran,
Oh, yep.
yeah, did the first 30K, and then I ran into road shoes. So it probably helped me at that back end where I was getting pretty tired.
Yeah, okay.
Something like nice and soft and fast was a good approach. So
Yeah. No, shoe definitely makes a big difference. I know when I did mine, I took I think I had three pairs of shoes with me. I did a sock change, but didn't change the shoes all the time. But yeah, I had them there because you don't want to end up having a shit show, eh?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah, the aid stations were full of everything you need. There was pizzas, there was chips, there's watermelon, lollies. I had a few, quite a bit of watermelon, and
Yeah.
like 60K, I decided to dig in some lollies
Yeah.
because I was working pretty hard and it was hot. So yeah, grabbed a handful of lollies and yeah, stopped in briefly
There's
on my
something real
way.
good about a lolly. I was doing
Oh,
a
lollies are
run
so good.
last year I went out to do 30 Ks fasted just to see in the Port Hills in Christchurch. I thought I wonder well the whole idea was just can I run like a 30 K loop fasted? And I started at the bottom of the Rapaki track and went up and then like along the top looped around into Lyttelton, well not quite into Lyttelton, down some of the road and almost like above the port and then back up and through. And on the way out on the run I saw a wine gum on the side of the road and I was like, oh, there's a wine. And I just noticed the wine gum. And then I'm running through this thing and I'm like, shit, probably it would have been like early 20s, yeah, probably about 20 Ks in or something. And I'm coming back and I'm like, I've run out of water at this point. I had 3 liters of water with me and it just disappeared. It was a fucking hot day. And obviously I'm fasted, so no food, running along and I'm like, I'm hurting. And I'm like, come fast. And I was like, oh, that wine gum's on the ground just here. I'm gonna smash that. And I grabbed that wine gum. And honestly, I've never felt like instant energy hit me before. Like I'm always eating, so like
Yeah.
you can't put food in me and then I go, oh yeah, I noticed the hit from the food. But on that day,
Yeah.
man, holy shit, I had that wine gum and I was just like, woo, let's go.
It does amazing things, eh?
Yeah,
Like,
lollies
yeah,
are
I did
awesome.
that with Coke too. I had Coke,
Yep.
I had Sam, I had flat Coke, like pre-mown flat Coke,
Yep.
planned it at 80K at an aid station. And I got that bottle, man, and I've never felt so good afterwards, eh? Like, it was,
Just straight
oh,
sugar into your A.
straight, oh, it was down, man. It
Yeah.
was, yeah, I just sculled like, yeah, couple hundred mils, and I was like, fill me my sipper up with Coke, and I was just like, I'm getting home, man. Yeah,
Oh,
it
that's
was such a
brilliant.
sugar rush, but it was so
Yeah.
cool. Yeah.
So how'd it feel
So,
like coming in at the end there, seeing the finish line and just
well, it was a bit of a race, to be fair. I had a guy, we were at that last aid station, and it was at the 80K mark, and I got on his heel. I was hurting at that point, and he just carried me home, eh?
you
Yeah.
just followed him.
Followed him. I was just like, I need to hang on to him. Yeah. And I just, my quads were gone, and I just, yeah, I got another gear out of somewhere. And then got through that aid station, got into that Coke, and then there was an aid station where I told Sam, I was like, I need you here. It was the last one. I think it might have been at 94K or something like that, the last aid station. And I was like, I need you there now. Like, you drive there as fast as you can. And we literally ran in together from that point. And then I felt really good, and I was like, oh, yep, I'm going to go for it. And I was running 4:30s home, pretty much 4:30 minute average Ks. And it turned out he was right behind me about to like 300 meters to go, and we're pretty much sprinting side by side, eh? Like,
Just going for it.
I literally sprinted over that, like my last final 300. I sprinted the whole way, and I thought he was on my tail, and by the time I crossed the line, I dropped him. But yeah, it was like a full on, I've never sprinted so hard in my life after running 100 Ks. It was
That's
like the
Jesus.
adrenaline was so cool. Yeah, it was such,
Man.
yeah, the crowd was, yeah, so epic.
That's so cool,
So,
man. That's such a like
yeah.
after you've done these few and you're talking about them in the mile, I sit here and now and after like having failed to do that 130 that coast, I'm like, shit, maybe I need to like actually I need to so I'm like real tempted to enter into like one of these things and actually real
Oh,
train for
you
it and get into
should.
it because it's
It'll
fuck.
be a piece of cake for you. It'd honestly be a piece of cake for you.
I don't know
Like,
if it'll be a
you.
piece of cake, but I reckon with a bit of training, I'd be able to do it. I mean, with next to no training, I did
Yeah.
almost got there, but yeah. So.
Yeah. You put a little bit of training in, and it'd be, yeah, quite easy. Yeah,
Yeah, it'll be
for
good.
sure.
So, how, like, have you found since running? Like since you've really picked up running, because I suppose when me and you first like met, we started hunting together.
Yeah.
You weren't running at
Nah, I
all,
wasn't running.
but
Nah, it's only
you
really been the
were
last
like 3 years,
six
6 years.
nah, 6 years. Five to 6 years. Yeah.
So like, because you were already an absolute animal on the hill when it come to
Yeah.
like
Yeah,
packing out heavy loads and just getting around on the hill. Like, have you noticed a big change in your ability while you're hunting and while you're packing out loads and stuff? Or have you
Yeah.
just, you're the same, you're always an animal? Like, me looking at it, it's hard for me to tell any difference because you were always just like a savage, you know?
Yeah, I love the hills, eh? It's been one of my like strong points. Like the
Yeah.
hills, I've always been, yeah, like, oh, if there's a hill, oh, let's go up there, you know, rather than like, oh, there's a hill, oh, that's too big, you know? So
Yeah.
I've always, yeah, like I liked the hard stuff, if that makes sense. Yeah. It definitely helps the hunting for
Yeah.
sure. Yeah. The
Yeah.
like
And
the
it
fitter
gives,
you are, the
I
more
suppose it gives you
gear you
that,
have.
yeah, and like I've noticed it a bit, even actually in the last like couple of weeks where I've been my motorbike's got some issues, so I've been walking a lot more. And now I'm just like, oh, there's a hill, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess we're getting up it. You know, there's
Yeah.
no like,
Oh.
oh, fuck, that's a big hill. I have to like the when you're real fit, you just go and it just happens, and
You
then all of
don't
a
think about
sudden
it.
you're shooting things because you
Yeah.
got to that hill that maybe you wouldn't have before.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. It's one of those. Yeah. You just don't think about it when it's not an issue.
Yeah, because you're when you are that fit.
Yeah.
So sort of moving to the, oh no, that's what I want to talk about. You, the marathon you did, was it a marathon that you ran in Sri Lanka? You were like there on holiday and you were
Oh,
just
I
like,
did
oh
a
yeah,
half.
a
I did a
half. It was a
half. Yeah,
half.
I was kind of, yeah, it was quite a few years ago, before COVID times, obviously. Yeah, well, man, my now wife, we're on holiday and we're just cruising around there for 3 weeks, I think. And yeah, we're in Arrigan Bay and there was a half marathon on, and I was like, oh, yeah, let's do that because you're on holiday, let's go for a
Most people would have been
run.
like, oh, let's go swim with the dolphins. Trout's like, I'm gonna go win a race.
Yeah, I want to go for a run, and it was the hottest it's ever been running. Like I think it was like 30 degrees at 6 o'clock in the morning when we were pretty much getting ready. It
It'd be
was
real humid there, eh?
very humid,
Because
very
where's
hot.
Sri
Yeah, it
Lanka's
was.
like off of the coast of India, right? Like the east, southeast coast of India. Is that Sri Lanka?
Yeah, so,
Nah,
something. I don't know.
that's not Sri
No,
Lanka.
it's
That's
east. No, that's definitely not Sri Lanka.
nah, that's another one that, oh, my mate's wife's from there, like her family's from there, and it ain't Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka's like Malaysia
Yeah.
type stuff, eh?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I'm not that
Anyway,
good
you
with, yeah.
just, I'm gonna Google it. You
Anyway.
tell me the
Yeah.
tell me the story about the race while I Google
So
what.
yeah, it was a half, and it was like I signed up like 2 days before, and it was insanely hot, man. Like, yeah, I've never carried water with me from the start and a finish of a run. Like, we were pretty lucky. There was a couple aid stations, and I had like water in my hand the whole time, just like pouring it on my face, like trying to drink
Just
as much as
hot
possible.
as.
So hot. Yeah, it was like 40 degrees by like 10 o'clock. It was pretty amazing too, because there were local Sri Lankan people running with bare feet on the hot mix, which was unbearable hot. It was insane. Like, yeah, I just couldn't
What, they're
believe
running
it.
the race in bare feet.
Running the race in bare feet. Yeah, with like a little bit of tape on their feet. But yeah, most of them were, because there's a couple of them, they're like, I don't know the situation, poor background. Yeah, I don't know. Ran
Just
trained bare
mad
feet,
cunts with,
just mad, absolutely
yeah.
mad. Yeah.
Jesus. I
And
just Googled Sri Lanka is that like large island off the south coast of
island,
India.
India.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
that
Yep.
is.
Fair
Sorry,
enough.
I got confused.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
hot as fuck in
Hot,
that sort of
hot
part of the
as.
world. Humid as
Yeah.
shit and
Very
yeah.
hot. Very hot. Yeah. Yeah.
And you won it.
No, I didn't actually. I
Oh,
came
you
fourth.
didn't.
I was the first like non like first international person. Yeah. I
Yeah,
ran a
yeah.
1:21, I think, for a half. Yeah. Which yeah, it was in my
How's,
like
yeah. That's, yeah, no,
I'm not
that's
too
quick as,
sure.
isn't it?
Yeah, probably like a 3:50 or a 4 minute K. Yeah, I'm not, yeah.
That's real quick
But
considering how hot it was.
yeah, it was. It
Yeah.
was. Yeah. Yeah, I was still pretty green at my running stage at that point, but yeah.
Shit,
But
no,
yeah,
it's tough.
it was pretty amazing too, because I was running by a side like guys like Sri Lankans with AK-47s on scooters, and they're like my pacer, and he was beside me holding up this. I've got a photo of it with an AK-47, and he has literally had his hand out, and he was like wanting me to like be beside him, and all he said was go go go. He was like go go go, like he wanted me on that pace. That was his, like, they didn't have watches. They were like, yeah, this is the speed that you need to run at. You need to
Go,
go
go,
go
go.
go.
If you don't
That's
go
all he
fast
said to
enough,
me
I'll
pretty
shoot
much. Nah,
you.
yeah, it was so amazing. Like I ran past like wild elephants. Yeah, it was one of the most incredible races like I've experienced
Yeah.
in that situation. Yeah, it's
Bro,
like,
that is insane.
yeah, I couldn't
Being
believe, like,
paced with a guy on a moped with an AK-47.
yeah, it was a little 50 seat like a scooter with, yeah, a guy literally full holding up an AK. It was pretty amazing.
Oh,
So
you're gonna have to send me those photos, man. That's so
yeah,
cool.
I'll send you the photo and you can
Yeah. Holy
put it up.
shit.
Yeah, that it was
Oh.
yeah, it's pretty amazing for sure.
Well, while we're talking about guns, that's a nice segue into getting out of this running and more into the hunting.
Yeah, fair enough.
How did you like get into hunting to start off with? I mean, being a Northland kid, there's.
Yeah, I was pretty fortunate. My parents had a dairy farm when I was young, so that pretty much kind of segued into my chasing animals, hunting in the weekends, possums, turkeys, anything that moved on the farm got chased pretty much, whether it was with sticks, with guns. Yeah, it was yeah,
Just doing kid shit, rural kid
just
shit.
doing kid stuff. Yeah, building tents, like huts. Yeah, sleeping out in the bush. Yeah, shooting possums every weekend. Bit of pocket money for a bit of fur. Yeah, possum, plucking
And then I
possums.
suppose, so
Yeah,
that just slowly segued into
it
big game
segued
stuff,
into,
into goats and pigs and deer.
deer. Yep, and before you know it, every roar you're booking a trip. Every rut you're booking a trip. Yeah, it just
Just gets out of hand, doesn't it?
escalated. Gets out of hand.
Like when did you how did you go, or when did you go on your first like deer stalking trip? Is that
I was actually 12 with my dad. I was pretty young at the time, obviously being 12, and for him to let me come hunting, I had to do pack training. We're on the farm. He made me put 12 kilos of weight in my pack,
Yeah, that's
and
a fair
just
bit of
pretty
weight
much.
for a 12-year-old.
It is. Yeah, it was. It might have been
Bro,
10, 10
Tim
or
running a
12.
tight ship, man.
Yeah, he's tough. He's
Tough
tough. He's a
bastard.
tough. He's tough. So I think on like the weekends we used to walk, like do a loop of like the back runoff and runoff of the farm, and I think I did that for a little while. And yeah, then my first hunting trip was over the Waipakahi, up over the Urchin Track actually. So yeah, that was my first experience. We walked not quite to the hut, but yeah, up and over the Urchin Track and to the creek. So yeah, it was quite a big deal for me at the time.
Definitely. I had a similar experience for my first trip into the same area, although I was, I want to say like 7 or 8.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Like really young, and we went to like the car park, probably the same car park you parked in. We went there and we probably camped 20 yards from the truck, me, dad, and granddad, and we didn't see shit, but we walked around in the bush and I went back to school. And actually, I think, I kind of hope he doesn't have it because it's fucking embarrassing, but there's a like a picture I drew as a kid of my trip away deer stalking, and it's like me, dad, granddad, the dog, and the gum, and the drawings. I'll see if he's got it, and I'll find a picture, because it's like your classic kid drawing, like it's so shit. But I, you know, like I must have been like 7 or 8 or something. It's just so cool to go and do that.
That was my first major hunting deer trip, pretty much. Trained for it over a period of time. You know, had to get the shoulders used to weight, you know, carry your own weight out, and had a, don't know, had an old pack that dad, it might have been a K2 actually, dad still actually got it. I think he's had it for I don't know, like 20 plus years. Pretty amazing packs. Chuck that
did
on
you,
my pack.
Did you see any deer?
I think we did in the evenings, but I don't think we didn't shoot anything. There's a long story that actually the first maybe 4 or 5 years with dad, he actually, when I started coming, he actually never shot anything when I was with him. So at one point I thought I was the dud. So
you're probably walking around just slapping your feet, making noise, just doing kid shit.
You can't keep me still for 2 minutes, let alone be quiet in the bush. That was a real struggle, you know, like attention span, like to stay quiet and stay sensitive and, you know, like aware of the surroundings.
Shit, I struggle with that still to this day.
But yeah, it was a real struggle to start with, but you learn after a few years that
So you end up doing a few trips into the sort of Central North Island, Kaimanawa stuff, and
And then hunted the Kaimais a little bit. Pretty close. Hunted the Kaimais. Dad loves the Kaimais, which is a terrible place to hunt. But
I've not hunted it, but it's real thick, steep bush, eh?
Thick as anything. Super thick. Real tight. But a lot of deer in there. So Dad does pretty well shooting animals out of there.
So where were you when you shot your first, like when you actually were on your first hunt where you got something?
I shot my first seeker, actually, was a yearling in the Boyd. We actually flew fixed wing into the Boyd, into the little airstrip there, and, walked down south of the river, and there was a burn quite a few years ago. They called the burn pile, and we walked down to that and set up camp, and stags were actually roaring their nuts off. Like, I've never heard seeker. They're like barking like dogs. It was incredible. It was just one of those kids experiences. We're actually walking home, coming back out. Like, I had a few opportunities where I could see animals and never pulled the trigger, but on the way out we're walking out and seen a yearling and a hind, and I dad set me up and shot it. So
nice.
I've got photos of that where, pretty stoked.
It's pretty cool. And then that's quite cool because then what was it last roar you were back in the urchin area and got that real nice eight.
Which was pretty cool. I didn't get away from the roar last year. Well, that was my only roar trip. Go south, and that didn't happen. So decided to sneak away for a long weekend and
back to where it all started.
Back to where it all started and chase a seeker, and we got pretty fortunate there as well. I shot a nice eight. So my first proper seeker stag. So I was pretty stoked. I haven't actually got him on the wall, but I need to clean his head up and put him on the wall.
Get it hung up, definitely.
Get it hung up, yeah.
And then when did you head to, so you ended up in the South Island for, how long were you there for? A year, 2 years?
Yeah, just shy of 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that would have been pretty, well, that's when me and you sort of started hunting together. And that would
Yeah.
have been pretty eye-opening going from,
Oh,
like, I
it's.
know it was like that for me when I went from only, you know, you get like once a year, maybe you drive down from Northland, a big trip all the way down to Taupo,
Yeah.
and all of a sudden
Yeah.
you get to Christchurch and there's epic hunting an hour away and you're just into it.
It was life changing for sure. Hey, like, yeah, the places down there are massive, big hills, yeah, big country.
Yeah, ripping into
There's,
tar,
yeah,
just good stuff.
chase some tar on the weekends, day trips, and yeah, we did a few day trips, chase some tar and.
Some big trips. I was looking at some photos today from our recent trip when we went to go for a West Coast trip, and then the weather turned to shit on us, didn't it? And we ended up back on the
Yeah,
East
it
Coast
did.
chasing deer. But I was looking at photos of all of us loaded up, heading out with, what did we end up? We ended up, there was a fair bit of meat there, packs were heavy. And there's some
Yeah.
photos from about halfway back, and all the boys are looking sweaty, eh? It's
Yeah,
on.
it was pretty heavy packs for
Yeah,
sure.
no,
Yeah.
it was good.
There wasn't a lot of chirping on the way out, that's for
Very
sure.
quiet.
Yeah, it
Yeah,
was.
oh, it's bloody good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So then you've rocked into tar ballot stuff, like,
Yeah.
which, I mean, I didn't even know about that as a kid, that that was like a thing.
Nah,
I didn't
nah.
like
Well.
comprehend the whole, yeah. Like, as a Northland kid, so like that's pretty cool. What runner? So where, yeah, what did you get up to for that first year? Because I suppose that was, I didn't go on that first ballot trip when you
The
guys went
first
into
year we
Bubble
went into
Creek.
Bubble Creek.
Yeah,
Yeah,
what
that
was that
was an
trip
eye
like?
it was an eye opener
Yeah.
of the country that you can get put into and how big it is and how, remote it is. Yeah. It was pretty cold actually. It was really cold to be fair. I think Bubble Creek is quite high. I think it was like just over 1,000 meters.
Nah, it's higher than that. It's high at, yeah,
1200,
because
is
it's
it?
one of the higher blocks.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
might be 12. It's like 1200 or something like that.
It, yeah,
Yeah,
whatever it is,
which
it's
is,
bloody high.
yeah, which we got snow before we land. Well, we actually got delayed a couple of days because there was so much snow.
Yeah.
So once we got in, got in, and then we actually landed, and those boys that were stuck in for that extra day were pink. Like, I've never seen guys pink in a white, snowy area. It was an eye-opener of how cold it can get. And
Yeah.
yeah.
Did you guys, you had no MIA
No MIA, we had.
in an age where everybody takes an MIA
Yeah, we
and
were
you'd
coming in
flown
pretty
down, eh?
light. Yeah, we'd flown down, so we only had like the limit is like 23 kilos in New Zealand. So we literally pretty much had 23 kilos
And a
of weight
rifle.
each and a rifle and get to the chopper pad. And the guy's like, "Where's the rest of your gear?" Like, we had two choppers and the second chopper was pretty much empty.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like, yeah, we were prepared, but we were prepared for like as much as you can from converting to the North Island to South Island extreme.
You're oh, I remember when we the year after that when we went into
Edison.
Edison, yeah, when we went into Edison, and once again we'd all flown down, but we were a bit more prepared,
Prepared
and
for the MIA.
Yeah, and when we rocked up, they still said,
Still
"You guys are
said
the, where's the rest of your gear? You're the
lightest.
lightest." And I remember one of you
Yeah.
boys going, "Oh fuck, you said the same thing to us last year. We froze our nuts off." And I was just like, "Oh fuck."
It's one of those things, like the more you do it, the more prepared you get.
Yeah.
Obviously this year we took the MIA.
Yeah, we were pretty
And
well set up this year and last year in the in the Jacobs.
Jacobs, yeah, the Jacobs is pretty cool spot,
Yeah, it
isn't
was a
it?
cool block.
So
I'd like to go back in there, eh?
Oh yeah,
Especially
it's definitely
if we had some better weather, like we did just spend most of that time in the rain. But it wasn't
in
cold,
the
which was
tent.
nice.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
So
With your trip into Bubble there, did you end up shooting any good bulls, any bananas? Like, how'd that
nah.
go?
Yeah, we one of the boys shot his first bull. It was I think well, yeah. It was just a bull on the ground.
Yeah.
And it was like the last night, and yeah, shot a reasonably like a younger bull for like a bull of someone that should be shooting, but it was his first bull,
First
so it
balls,
wasn't wasn't too worried about age, and
It's just trying to
going
have
into
part
this
of that
like
experience,
that.
'cause that was, I suppose
It
that was
there
his
was
first tar hunt, wasn't it?
first tar hunt, it was. So yeah, we ended up shooting, he shot a bull, and then we ended up shooting a few nannies as well for a bit of meat.
Yeah, no, that's the
We
one.
like to keep the numbers down if we
Yep.
can.
And then in the years since then, have you shot a decent old bull yet? If you're
No, I nah, I haven't. I've got a couple that were seven. Yeah, I've got one that's 7 years old, and that they haven't been from the West Coast. Actually, they have been from the East
East
Coast.
Coast stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
So you've
so
still not got that nice old. Yeah, and
no,
I
I haven't
suppose
got
we
anything
didn't.
over 12 inches. Yeah, I'm just shy. Yeah, quarter of an inch of 12. So on both of them, actually.
Just
Yeah.
come up a few inches short. Yeah, your missus says the
Yeah.
same thing about you, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's all right though.
Hey,
Keeps her happy.
hey, hey. Oh, that's bloody good. So what hunting trips and what hunting and running and whatnot sort of events have you got, trips or events have you got planned for the rest of the year?
Pretty much, I've got free entries to the Sport Northland events this year. I won it overall last year, so got myself, I was the full leaderboard and won that last year. So yeah, got myself free entry. So I'm just ticking along those when I can, really. They're just halves, or from anything to a half marathon. So yeah,
Just keeping yourself busy. No ultras
keeping
planned for the year.
no, not at this stage. Got Kiri Kiri later on the year. That I'd like to run a PB if we can for a half.
Nice.
And actually last night had the chase, which is a group of guys that we just go out and set a course each week, and pretty much everyone sets their pace, and you go out and run that course, and everyone starts and finishes. Well, they start at different times, but they all supposed to finish at the same time. So got a good bunch of mates and do that, and we're actually talking about maybe signing up to Auckland Marathon later in the
Oh,
year.
wicked.
So
As a crew going down together,
as a crew going down together and running some PBs,
Oh, that'd be wicked.
hopefully. Yeah,
Yeah.
so
Oh, so
that would be on the cards.
no major events this year, but a heap of sort of halves and marathons that you grip into. Mean.
We'll see.
Yeah.
See,
And
do
then,
have a baby on the way
oh, you
this
do
week,
too. Yeah. I keep forgetting about
so
that. Yeah. Shit, that must be real close now.
it's 2 months away. So
Oh, so there's not going to be any big hunting trips planned for later in the
no,
year?
I might skip a spring hunt this year,
Yep.
and hopefully get myself maybe a raw trip or a rut trip later on
Get
next
some
year.
brownie points together and run off. Yeah, bloody good. Bloody good.
We'll see
Yeah.
how that hits.
Nah, man, oh, it's been a great yarn with you tonight, Trout. And yeah, good luck with more hunting trips. Good luck with more running. Where can people, if they want to follow along with your running and your hunting adventures, how do they find you?
Strava.
Strava, yeah.
Strava these
What's your
days.
Strava?
Everyone's on Strava these days. If you're
Yeah.
not a runner, it's not on
That's not
Strava.
cool.
So
So just is it you're just Sam Rout on.
just Sam Rout
Yeah.
on Strava
Yeah,
and
and what's your Instagram?
Instagram, Sam Trout.
Sam Trout.
So
Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
give those two a plug and a follow, and you'll be running in no time.
Yeah. Mean. Nah, so if anyone's got any questions, I suppose, about running or about hunting, just hit Sam up. He's right into it. And yeah, mean. Thank you very much for coming on tonight. Have you got anything
Sure.
else you want to add, bro?
No, that's it. We can wrap it up like that, I
Awesome,
reckon.
mate.
Sounds pretty good.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.